And I should have started out with this earlier, but if you could state your name and your major and your past experience in leadership, USG, whatever is qualified for the job, basically.
Okay, right. My name is Chris Ching. I'm running for president. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, a junior international relations major. My experience in USG so far has been 2 full years. First as an assistant director, my sophomore year for communications, and then this year the new position, the director of outreach. And I've just really had a passion for, like I touched on earlier, of like connecting the students and using their voices to bring it as an avenue for USG, not just USG unitarily going by itself, but having a huge collaborative multi-effort. And we've done that. We've created these large street teams. I have my committee. Typically, USG committees dwindle throughout the year. Students lose interest. They tend not to come back. My committee's only been growing each this semester. Even we had 10 more members. We're at about 42. So we're growing. We have people all over campus in the Greek houses and Parkside, the South Side, the North Side, all over campus trying to get the word out what USG's doing and what we can do for the students. Some of the other positions have been serve as the vice president, special events for the Inn and Fraternity Council. Along those lines, I was the founding vice president of Pi Kappa Phi, also the Order of Omega Honor Society, Blue Key Honor Society. Every morning I'm in the Army ROTC, trained to serve as a second lieutenant after graduation. So every morning at 6 a.m. working out Monday through Thursday. But yeah, that's about it. That takes up my time. And oh, also giving tours for the university, another job I have on campus as a tour guide along with Nahi.
Awesome. So my name is Nahi Obevoin. I'm a junior here at USC from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm majoring in health promotions. I'm a pre-dental student, so I'm planning on dental school after graduation. My experiences here at USC have been very it's a large spectrum. I joined USG this past semester on the Academic Fund Research Committee. It's been a really cool experience, my first insight to USG. I think one of the biggest things I bring to USG is a new energy, a new insight. I just joined recently, as I mentioned. So I think I see a lot of things that could be changed, and I'm really excited to maybe do so if I were elected. Throughout USC, I've been involved in community service groups, such as Dance Marathon. I was one of the founding fathers of that as well. Last year, I was Dancer Relations Chair, so I had direct connection with a lot of students that were able to participate in the events. Let's see, I'm in Troy Camp as well. I was on the Finance Committee last semester and last year. I've started another club this past semester called Health Today. It's a student organization that really is trying to open up the health field to students, teach them about different sciences, research going on right now, healthcare reform as well, so that's kind of cool. This is my third semester as Kappa Sigma Fraternity Social Chair. That's been a really cool experience, knowing that my friends, my brothers, trust me with their social experience, which is a big part of fraternity. Let's see what else. I'm a trustee scholar here at USC, so I do some events with the ATPS as well, and mostly in the Pre-Dental Honor Society.
This is a campaign question. What makes you stand out from other candidates?
That's,
you know, what makes you the best candidate, basically?
I really look to go taking USG to the next level. I know I wanted to be involved next year, come around in the fall, and I was looking for a potential running mate. And I want to, again, spice it up. I've seen people go in USG in the past. I knew Nahi before. We've been friends. And the idea came to me, pick Nahi. One of the reasons he's been so involved in so many different things. And he's been actively involved and held leadership positions. He's not just been a passive participant. And so he brings so much of the university, so much Trojan experience on such a large spectrum. He has such insights. And I want to take USG, USC, get away from that spoiled children attitude. Nahi brings that community service, his dedication to Troy Camp, to Dance Marathon. Our wide lenses, like Nahi likes to say, that we've seen the university from, we think we can really connect to the majority, almost all Trojans. That's something we really pride ourselves on, as being the most active candidates. Throughout the 3 years, we haven't been involved only in the Greek system. We haven't only been involved in USG, but throughout the entire process of, we just love to get involved. We'd love to try to help out and make a difference.
I agree. You stole everything. We've really seen USC, the university, through so many different lenses, through community service, Greek community, USG, just being very personal people and just befriending a lot of our fellow Trojans. I think one thing that we both really appreciate is the alumni family, the Trojan family, the alumni relations we have here at USC. We're both in Society 53, which has been a really good experience for both of us to not only meet current Trojans, but past Trojans, and they have so much advice about how we can make USC a premier collegiate experience.
Real differences that will stand out that students may not have just seen with USG before, you know? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Exactly. I think I know what you're trying to say. One of the big important things we've taken the process very seriously. We want to do a good job, not only in the research period and the campaigning, but if we are fortunate enough to get elected, do a solid job, we want to be proud, leave a legacy. Okay. And the reason that's we've done such a diligent job of meeting with administrators, meeting with students, to really find out not only what they really want, but also what can really happen. We want to make a good combination of both. We don't want to give them false hope, false promise, and then just get the position, add it to our resume, and move on. We want to actually make some change for the university. I mean, Nahi wants to be an orthodontist. I'm serving in the military after I leave. Neither one of us are really, like, you know, just boosting resumes to go to law school or anything like that. We just want to do this because we love this university. We both came here not knowing very many people at all, and we've had a blast, and it's really developed us both as people, essentially.
Okay, that's great.